Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah. Returning your call.
Yeah, is this Cliff?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I did make an inquiry, but I think probably wasting your time and mine as well. As I'm thinking about it, the reason being is that over this last few months, business has been really good, but it was really bad last year, and okay. I'm still coming out from last year into the deal, and there will be on the couple of my bank statements some overdraft fees, and that's probably something that y'all won't allow, and so it's really probably not worth your time or mine either, to be honest with you.
How many overdraft fees do you have?
Probably at least, there was one stretch there where I have huge deposits when they come in because of the type of business that I'm in. I don't have daily receipts.
Okay.
So my deposits may not, I may have three or four a week, I mean a month or something, but they could be 20, 30, 40, 50,000 is what they could be. So, and the way they come in, it can get to the point where I may run, the cash flow may run a little tight, and I may end up, and my banker has always been nice enough to pay my overdraft, to pay my checks, but I end up, of course, getting an overdraft fee.
Sure.
Because he knows exactly how my money comes in as well. So he's not really concerned about not covering a check. So he'll cover the check up to a certain point, but I still get hit the fee. So there's probably, in the last 3 or 4 months, there's probably could be as many as 15 on there over the last 3 or 4 months.
Over the last 3 or 4. Can you do me a favor and just send me your bank statement so we don't have to, we don't have to get the full process, and let me take the bank statements and see if there's anything I can do?
Sure, I don't mind doing that, sure. I just don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either,
yeah, I appreciate that. But yeah, I don't want to completely say there's nothing I can do for you. How about you just send me the bank statements I emailed you earlier today? Send me 6 months worth, and then let me take those statements and talk to my underwriter and see if we have a shot.
Sure.
If he says yes, then we'll kind of go forward from there. If he says no, then we didn't waste anybody's time here. It doesn't take much time for me to take those and have them looked at.
Okay, well, let me do that. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way to Lubbock. I live out in companies outside of Spur, which is southeast of Lubbock, about 60 miles, but I'm going to Lubbock for the rest of the day. I got a physical therapy appointment, and I got a couple other things I need to do. So I won't be back in until this evening, but I have them, of course, saved in my in on the server, so all I got to do is just got to tap on them and then cut and paste them and put them into your copy and paste and put them into your email and send them to you. So it won't take me long to do it. I'll just be this evening before I can get it done, before I get back to the office.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah, whenever you get it to me is when I'll take a look at it. No rush.
Okay.
All right, Cliff. Well, I'll look out for the emails, and then we'll kind of take it from there. I appreciate you just kind of giving me the heads up here.
You bet. You bet.
All right. We'll be in touch soon. All right.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.